All right, 3, 2, 1. How's it going, everybody? And welcome back to Nerd Stuff with Ian 2.0 podcast. And as always, I'm your host, Ian. And as you guys have already read today's title, you guys have probably seen, I guess the rough title I've probably kind of thought of is this the end of Marvel Legends? And reason why I broached that out there is because recently on the Hasbro Pulse live stream with the Marvel Legends team, you know, they showed off a lot of Spider-Man stuff. And I think as a fan of Marvel and a fan of particularly the Marvel Legends line that Hasbro puts out, you know, I've directly supported it as much as I can. I mean, I've got shelves full of their figures, you know, and stuff that I've wanted, stuff that I feel like they do really well at. And for the price, for the most part, they have not been bad. They've usually either gone above and beyond what you would expect, or they give you something that, you know, it's good, it's a good price point, and you're not having to spend import prices. And to me, I feel like that's kind of been Hasbro, particularly Marvel Legends. You know, I'll even extend that out. Particularly Hasbro and all their subsequent toy properties they have that they release underneath them, whether it's Power Rangers, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Star Wars, Marvel Legends, Fortnite, you know, you name it. They've got, you know, a laundry list of titles, or properties, I should say, underneath their belt. And arguably one of their biggest one, besides, you know, Star Wars, is Marvel Legends. Marvel Legends has since become the biggest because, you know, within the past, you know, 14 years, Marvel has exploded, particularly on their movie side. You know, they always had fans. Marvel Legends has been around since 2002. It's been, you know, it's its 20th anniversary. I mean, I remember getting Series 1 of the Toy Biz Marvel Legends figures, which was Toad, Hulk, Captain America, and Iron Man. And, I mean, I got that from Toys R Us. I remember getting that whole four-figure wave. The Hulk wasn't the best, but he was a Hulk. Captain America, I liked what he did. I liked the little band on the they had for the shield. I liked the things they did, but he wasn't perfect. Toad was kind of a little bit of a nightmare when it came down to just how they made him, but kind of joint-wise. And then, of course, you had the best figure of them, Iron Man, particularly the more bullet head version where he's going more into the modern takes. Once you see from the 70s to about 85, red and gold, you know, the basic original Iron Man armor, for the most part, what one everyone thinks of, till you got the Silver Centurion armor. So I remember getting that wave, and I remember, you know, my dad bought it for me. I was excited, and that really solidified, you know, really me getting back into Marvel. You know, I'd had the Toy Biz X-Men and Fantastic Four figures and all that stuff when Marvel was putting those out. But it wasn't until, you know, really and truly Toy Biz jumped in it, got Spider-Man's Classic and Marvel Legends and all that stuff that I really, you know, it just been a part of me. There were times where I just stopped the line completely. And that was when really Hasbro stopped putting out figures. But then they came back. And since then, they've been, you know, since Hasbro got the line, since they really revitalized and they hit their stride with the people they had, I mean, it's been a nonstop, you know, just hit. Like, some hits, some misses. But as of late, they've gotten better to the point of where it's like, cool, I like what you're doing. I understand why they're doing it as I've gotten older and I've really heard them. You know, I've understood, for me personally, the aspect of what it takes to make the figures, what can make a great figure. You know, how much it really does take. You know, and that's something that as a fan of their figures, I've had to really and truly kind of take into consideration when I look at a lot of them. You know, arguably one of my favorite figures that no matter what, I will always appreciate is the Walgreens exclusive Fantastic Four thing. I think that's arguably for me one of my favorite figures. You know, next up is the movie Venom figure, and then of course the 80th anniversary Thor. There's certain figures that really solidified that for me, and it worked. Now, why do I say, is this the end of Marvel Legends? So to kind of get back to it, during this past live stream, they really showed how much more of a price increase is really coming out. You know, I've heard and I've seen some videos on it, particularly in Canada, where, I mean, I'm going to be honest, we complain here about certain Legends prices. They're almost 40 Canadian plus dollars up there. And that's almost all the G.I. Joe stuff. G.I. Joe and Hasbro products. And fans are leaving stuff on shelves up in Canada because they're boycotting them. Because at the end of the day, Hasbro legit overcharges prices them. And it's some to do with the current status that's going on around the world. But it's also a little bit to do with Hasbro trying to test the waters of how much money they can really pull out of the consumer while at the same time not have the consumer complain. They want the premium figures. They want to get into import quality, which they give you a great quality. And their big thing was always, hey, we're giving you quality figures for way less the price. And that was always kind of, to me, one of the bigger advantages they had. You know, compared to NECA, compared to McFarlane, compared to, you know, Mafex and Mezco and all them. When you bought, you know, Mezco and a Mezco Figure, SH Figure Arts and Mafex or Mafex, whichever one you want to go with, they were always known as, we're a premium brand. This is where we sit our hat at. This is it. And usually you're going to pay between $60 to $120 just depending upon the figure you buy, the licensing price, everything like that for them. Compare that to a Marvel Legend. For the most part, they've been between $20 to $25. And that's not bad in comparison. If you compare it, you know, for $100, I could buy potentially four Legends figures. And if there's seven figures in a wave, you know, it's about $175. That's not far off in toy prices. And if you're on a budget, that's not too bad. Here's kind of where it kind of went crazy. The new prices that came out for the Spider-Man figures, you know, you have certain Spider-Man figures are up to $27.99. That's $28. You know, then you have figures like, there's a Peter Parker and Ned 2-pack. That's $55. You've got a Spider-Man, the Renew Your Vows Spider-Man, which is essentially the re-release of the retro Spider-Man, but better, but with an alternate head sculpt and a lot of new things to it. I think that's like $60 or something like that. It's either $55 or $60 for that. Then on top of that, you have the Venom and Null 2-pack, which is running almost $80. And that's just two figures. And for the Venom figure, they're reusing the old, or they're reusing the movie Venom body, which a lot of people have been like, dude, they really need to use that body more because it's a great body sculpt. It works perfectly for Venom. And realistically, It can be used for Sabretooth. It has a lot of different uses. And it's a good big body type figure. And it works. So a lot of people, when they saw his prices, they were like, yo, that's a lot of money. And I was one of them. You know, does that mean I didn't pre-order some? Yeah, I pre-ordered the ones I felt like made the most sense for me. I knew I wanted the Null and Venom 2-pack. To me, it made sense. I read Donny Cates' run. I enjoyed the characters. And for me personally, if I had to pick between getting MCU figures or getting the comic book figures, I'm going to be honest with you guys, 9 times out of 10, I will take the comic figures. I prefer them. I think they hold up. I think for me personally, they hold up better in my collection in comparison to kind of the MCU stuff. Doesn't mean I don't like them. Just means for me personally, I prefer the more comic book stuff. That's kind of where I like to lay my hat at. And it just is what it is. Now, does that mean I don't dip into the MCU or MCU stuff? No, I definitely do. I've got my, you know, MCU shelf. I've got my characters on my, you know, figure display. I'm not going to deny that I don't have that. But at the same time, if I had to pick one part of the Hasbro license I could drop and, like, it might suck, but I can learn to deal with it, it would be the MCU side. Now, I know some people would be like, oh, well, you know, that kind of, you know, dropping a wave kind of hurts. It does, to an extent, hurt technically hurt Hasbro. Because technically Hasbro is paying fees for Walmart and Target, and particularly Amazon and others, to hold on to their product. Particularly Walmart and Target, Hasbro has to pay a premium for shelf space. You know, shelf space at the end of the day is a big thing, and particularly to a lot of these big stores like Target and Walmart. And in order for them to really recoup a lot of the money, they really and truly do, you know, have to pay it. You know, they've got to make pretty good deals, and you got to get consumers to want to buy said figures. And that was something I really didn't know in the aspect of, you know, as a toy company, when you're putting figures out at Target and Walmart. I thought, for me personally, they had a pre-established deal. They weren't paying for space, for peg space. They just, you know, Target paid a certain amount. They got a certain quantity amount, and then they were able to sell that. Hasbro would take that from a number standpoint, make money back. That would make sense in a very basic version of it. But as you deep dive into it, you do find out that no, that's kind of not how it is. And a video I particularly suggest some people watch or listen to is Shardimus Prime's interview with Todd McFarlane. Todd McFarlane, who, for some people who don't know, he really came to big claim to fame with his work on Spider-Man, with Marvel and all that, Marvel and DC. And then, you know, his biggest thing is Spawn. That's what he's known for. That's what he's been doing for 30 years now, and he's still doing it. But he also got in the toy business. And, you know, he got McFarlane Toys. He did a lot of stuff with Spawn at first. They expanded to a lot of sports memorabilia figures, which were more kind of like statues, but they sold very well. And then he started getting licenses like Seven Deadly Sins and Doom, Mortal Kombat. And his biggest one to date has been DC Multiverse. DC Multiverse used to be with Mattel. Then McFarlane got his chance to do it. And since then, McFarlane's actually gotten legit the whole line of DC toys, whether it's DC Direct or Multiverse. And if you're following him on Instagram, you are seeing that he is really cranking out a lot of figures. So, reason why I bring it up is it's a good interview for you to listen to if you're trying to understand pricing and understand kind of what else is really going on. Here's some of the background stuff that, unfortunately, a lot of companies who are publicly owned won't want to talk about, you know, whether it is shipping container prices going quadrupling and going up way higher, or shipping prices going up and simply just because you don't have the amount of people there, or, you know, because of everything that's going on with the world between Ukraine and Russia, all those things have a big factor upon, you know, stuff we're able to get. And he does talk about a lot of that. And it's good to listen to. But a thing that he brings up within that same interview is he's a private company. Technically, he can choose what price he really wants to be at. They can suggest to him. But at the end of the day, he can still pick and choose where he wants to be at. Hasbro, unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, has a own publicly, realistically, and a lot of their shareholders, when they start seeing money drop, they want prices to go up to make up for it. So when I talked about earlier with Canada, they're, you know, a lot of their figure prices for Hasbro particularly go up to $40, $45 in Canadian money, Canadian dollars. That's expensive. You know, it's almost $50. I mean, for United States, that's almost $50+ a figure at that point. Maybe a little less, depending, because I think the Canadian dollar is more expensive. No, is it less than the U.S.? But Canada's always been charged about $5 more. If you ever look at books, you always will see that's kind of usually how it is. It's like books and figures and a lot of stuff. That tends to be kind of where it kind of goes. So, to get back onto it, that just means a lot of the figures are very high in price. And what's happening is, now that they're higher in price, fans do not want to pay that. And I don't blame them. Whether it's I'm a U.S. fan or a Canadian fan or an international fan, you know, if I'm being charged very premium prices by one particular toy seller, but McFarlane and others, their toy sales are staying about the same. They haven't changed. You know, I'm going to look more at the other stuff, whether it's NECA, whether it is McFarlane, and maybe I get back behind them. Maybe I invest more money into McFarlane toys. You know, maybe I buy more Spawn, maybe I buy more Mortal Kombat, maybe I buy more DC stuff. And as a toy collector, that kind of goes through our minds about what is the most bang for our buck at the end of the day. And as someone who thinks about that stuff, it makes me wonder, well, are certain figures to me worth the money? Is it worth me getting every wave? And I kind of came for myself in the sense, or I came to the realization in myself is, no, feasibly, as much as I love toy collecting and the amount of toys and money I spend on them, I also have a life. I have way more important things. I need to keep food on the table. I need to pay my mortgage. I need to do a lot of different things. And for me personally, it means, cool, maybe I don't get the newest Hasbro wave just immediately paying the full prices. Maybe I just scope it out. Because if anything has been proven, and something that I realistically think a lot of fans, if they pay attention to, they saw with, for MCU-wise, Shang-Chi and with the Eternals waves, those figures did not move. The Eternals figures are not moving. They sold horribly. I think one of my buddies finally started buying them because he managed to get some for $7. I don't blame him. It's not that the figures weren't great. It's just, the movie didn't do well for a lot of fans. It didn't scratch the itch for fans. It didn't get that enthusiasm. So, of course, those figures sat. Same thing with Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi didn't, their figures did not sell well at first at all. Movie comes out, and the movie hit well. I think it was a great film, and as a fan, I was like, cool, let me just pick it up. So, of course, I picked up two figures that I really wanted out of the wave, which was Shang-Chi and then his father, essentially the Mandarin from the film. So, picked him up, and that was kind of where I called it. So, I guess what I'm kind of getting at is I became more selective for me as a collector. And I think that's kind of where it's going to go. A lot of us collectors, we're going to be like, cool, do I really want to spend a lot of money on certain figures? Because right now it's the golden age of toy companies. You know, toys, if you compare them now to what they were, I mean, particularly for action figure collectors, I mean, it's insane. Like, it's a golden age. You know, you've got Valiverse. You've got, you know, the return of G.I. Joe. You've got Legends. You've got McFarlane with DC. You've got a lot of opportunity and a lot of figures that are out there. And heck, that's just the big ones. You know, then you got Fortnite, who's out there coming for toy figure next, man. There's a lot of different, you know, toy IPs and all that stuff that are out there under certain brands and under whether it's Hasbro, Mattel, McFarlane, anything like that, there's a lot of toys out there to be bought. But ultimately, where it kind of comes down to is, who's going to give me the best bang for my buck? And truthfully, that's what a lot of fans are doing. You know, do I want to spend $40 on... Or I should say, do I want to spend almost $30 on the Amazing Fantasy 15 Spider-Man with black and red? Or the very, like, dark blue with red? Who looks good. Looks like a good figure. Or do I want to spend money on, you know, let's say, SH Figure Arts, who they're doing, let's say, let's say you're somebody who wanted Super Saiyan Goku, because they technically have Super Saiyan Goku over at like Target or wherever you're going to. We'll go with Dragon Ball Z. Would I much rather spend, you know, stuff on Spider-Man, or would I much rather put some money on, you know, maybe some figure arts, maybe McFarlane? They're $20. It starts becoming that way. And I think as fans, ultimately, we kind of have the power. Not saying we should completely stop, you know, really, you know, fully supporting Hasbro and stuff like that, because to me that kills the game. But you kind of need to set a standard. It's like, cool, I don't want to pay super high premium prices for figures. No one does. And I think anyone who says otherwise, they're lying at the end of the day. We all want our figures for, you know, we can deal with less than $25 for McFarlane or from Hasbro, particularly for Legends. Even if it's, you know, $22.99, that's fine. We can deal with that. $24.99, that's not horrible. When you start getting to like $30 range and it's for simply the same figure, but you've taken out the plastic cover and you've given me a cardboard window that... Realistically, if a scalper's, or I shouldn't even say a scalper, a toy swapper wants to come in there and do it, I spend $30. Maybe the toy I get out of that's not an Iron Man or a Spider-Man figure. Maybe the toy I get out of it is a freaking just old, you know, Iron Fist figure from an old Doctor Strange wave. I could be excited about it, but I'm also mad because now I don't know. And now people are wondering, well, why'd you bring that up? That was also something that was displayed, that they brought up. Hasbro's been trying to switch over from using less plastic to using more cardboard to make it more economic. But if you're saving the money on taking out the plastic, why not save the money that you would be putting into it and keep your price point lower? You know, I might not be able to look in the box, but realistically, at least drop the price to at least give me kind of some reason to be like, okay, I can do that. Or heck, most of us nowadays for toy collectors, we're ordering off Amazon or Entertainment Earth or Big Bad Toy Store. A lot of us are doing that. And especially if I'm just able just to get them in box and I'm not buying them from, let's say, a Target or a Walmart, because a lot more people are going to be like, I don't know, do I really want to buy it from Target or Walmart, run across the fact that I might have to deal with a figure swap? It's a lot of factors that are coming into it. And to me, figure swapping is not the biggest thing, because I think I've only seen like one or two in my area. I've definitely seen some others that are pretty bad. But at the end of the day, the price that Hasbro has put out there and is proposing, it's too much for fans. It's just getting too high if you're not giving us a more premium product. That's what a lot of people are concluding is Hasbro wants to go to that premium figure quality line. That's what they want to have at. They want at that SH Figure Art and MOFX and Mezco stuff. The problem that comes with that is Hasbro's not giving what they give. Where I can get a cloth cape, multiple hands, multiple heads, high quality figures. And it's for a reason. A lot of those things are very expensive. And a lot of reason why a lot of people want to stick with just Hasbro and McFarlane and not go MOFX and SH Figure Arts and all that is because those prices are very high. For the amount of stuff you could spend, you can get 2-3 figures, 4 almost. And depending upon if you can get a good deal on a wave, you can almost get a whole entire wave for a price of a MOFX figure. And that's just the truth. That's nothing hurting it. That's nothing trying to discourage people from not buying import stuff. But it makes you wonder, is this part of the hobby? Is Hasbro worth keeping around in the long term of jumping into really keeping your, I shouldn't say jumping into it, would Hasbro be worth letting stay in your wallet at that point, particularly with Marvel Legends, G.I. Joes, and all that stuff? Some people say, yeah, I'm willing to do it, especially as long as they're giving me good quality. And other people would be like, well, technically, if I'm a parent, my kid, I'm buying these figures for my kids, but these figures, man, they're so expensive. I don't know if I can buy 4 or 5 waves a year. That also is a very real thing. Hasbro's putting out a lot of waves of figures. If putting it out there, we had, so I think since the start of the year, we've had No Way Home. We had Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Those were really the first two big waves of the year. Now you've got, Thor, Love, and Thunder. And that's not even including the X-Men and the Collector Wave and the Disney Plus Wave 2. That's 6 waves. Now let's say, and that's not even including any other, figures that are probably going to get released in there. That's just 6 waves we know of. And if you're paying, $25+ a piece, I mean, shoot, stuff's going to get expensive. And yeah, some people are like, oh yeah, I can do that. I can rationalize out, less than $200 a month for a figure. But not everybody can. And not everybody wants to. Because at the end of the day, collecting's a hobby. At the end of the day, it would suck if I dropped off it. But realistically, if the price came up too high, I don't know if I could do it. And I don't care whether or not Hasbro's giving us out the biggest amount of, quality, but I don't know if I can support that at the end of the day. So the idea of picking and choosing the figures and doing all that stuff tends to be a little more understandable at that. And with all the new changes they're making, it's kind of not helping the consumer. It's helping a lot of the business, and you're helping the business recoup funds at the end of the day. And I know they did a report with a bunch of stuff going on. I think Hasbro did a report about that. And if you guys want to look up that, you can do it yourselves about this whole global situation. But ultimately, it just kind of becomes, well, now the consumer is going to have to just deal with it. And that's how a lot of us are feeling. Not that we want to feel that way, but unfortunately, that's going to kind of how it's going to end up being. I mean, there was one guy, I watched his video, I can never remember his name, but he talked about how Galactus was a, you know, when they did the Hasbro Pulse Galactus, essentially kind of like you pay into it. I can never remember the official name because I did it. I did it for the Sentinel. I did it for Galactus. But kind of just putting your money into that. You spend a good amount of money, they send you the figure later. You know, Galactus is almost done, and it's cool. And I think he should be out in the fall, if I recall. But still, I mean, I paid probably almost close to $450. Or probably a little over $425, I think $430. I mean, and that's just for one figure with all its accessories that's coming with it, which is multiple heads, hands, I think like four. I think you had Nova, Silver Surfer, and I think Morgue or something like that. I can never remember the last one. Comes with three heralds, multiple heads, and it's just a giant figure. And he's bigger than Sentinel. If you guys are curious, look up Marvel Legends Sentinel, the HasLab one. That's what it is, HasLab, sorry. And you'll see it's a big figure for big price, but there are people that had QC issues with it. And unfortunately, they really couldn't return it because once you got a QC issue with that kind of level, you got to pay the shipping to send that kind of back. And that's not cheap either for them to replace. And they might not even replace it. But hey, that is technically a risky run with the collecting community. But I guess let me kind of start wrapping this up because I feel like I've gone a little long in the tooth about it. But I guess I'll sum up kind of where I feel on it. End of the day, for me personally, does it suck the prices are going up? It does. Do I think it's fair the consumer has to be the one that's going to have to take the hit? No, I don't. But do I feel like at the end of the day, the merchant, particularly Hasbro and all them with their price rises, we're not going to get something out of it? No, I don't think we will. But there's a part of it that I do feel like there is greed on that end. Now, does that mean I'm going to end up, unfortunately, completely dropping everything from Marvel, banishing them off and saying, oh no, F these guys. Let's, you know, boycott them, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I'm just going to be more particular. I'm just going to say to everybody else who collects these figures, I understand collecting these waves is not cheap. And if you're a YouTuber who's, you know, buying these waves or getting these waves to review for people to kind of see whether or not they want to get the wave, it's not cheap either. But at the end of the day, I understand the idea of just pick and choose what I like. If I had to figure out, okay, what do I want from Hasbro? What have I not gotten from them? Or, you know, what's the most important thing I get from them? Do I care about X-Men? Cool. I do. That's one of my biggest things I enjoy from Hasbro. I don't want to go up any higher because once you start getting to Mafex X-Men, you're in a whole new ball game. So, X-Men, I would stick with that. I know that's consistent. Spider-Man, stick with that. Am I going to go MC or comic? Probably going to stick with comic because at the end of the day, comic is where I've been. I like that more. The stories, a lot of what they're pulling from are from the comics. And I've liked the looks. So, of course, I'll stick with comics. The comic look on them. I mean, I would drop the NCU figures, but at the end of the day, it sucks for me, but it'll help another fan who's like, you know what? Cool, I don't really care about the comic figures. I want the MCU stuff. You know, and a lot of fans just get to pick and choose. So, just honestly, pick and choose what you want. I'm doing that. It works out. Also, you know, budget it out. I mean, that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm not going to, you know, go out of my way to blow hundreds of dollars on figures nowadays. It's just too much with prices. And unfortunately, some lines are just going to have to get cut from me. Like, I'll be honest. If I really wanted to commit to Star Wars, I could. But is it worth the price to me to get into Star Wars? It's a line that's kind of weak to me. No. I've already got Vader. I've got Luke. I've got Obi-Wan. I've got some Stormtroopers. I've got Boba Fett and some others. I'm cool with mine. Yeah, somebody's like, oh, well, you need Han. You need a Leia. You need Mace Windu. You need this, this, and this, and this. I get it, but they're not the most pressing things I need. But that's just for me. And long story short, just pick what makes sense to you. If you feel like, hey, I can still budget out, I can get everything, that is cool. I'm not going to tell you not to. But for other fans who are like, hey, you know, I don't know if I can support it, I don't blame you. I understand. And hopefully this will kind of show Hasbro at the end of the day, cool, maybe we need to not price hike so much. We need to drop back down. Now, will they fully get that? Probably not. But I think what will probably end up happening is you're going to have a lot of retailers like Amazon and Walmart and Target who are going to try and make sure, like, these figures that aren't selling, they're going to really sell their, put their prices down. I mean, if you go around, you look at Marvel Legends, you can find some stuff on their websites or on Amazon. And in comparison with paying $22 to $25 off the bat, I mean, you can get those things for under $20. I mean, it's plenty out there. So it's just going to come down to what makes the most sense. And are you somebody who needs the immediate new waves and stuff? That's just kind of unfortunately how it's going to kind of become. So with that being said, thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this wasn't some super crazy rant. I definitely know toy collecting is insane, and talking about inflation, talking about all these things that go into it really can be daunting, and it can be kind of like weird for somebody hearing like, man, I really think toy collecting was really affected that much. I never thought it had so much stuff to deal with it. It really does at the end of the day. It's a hobby. And it gets affected heavily by the world just like everything else, whether it's food or anything else. So, with that being said, thank you guys for listening. And as always, you guys can find me on Anchor, Podbean, Apple, iTunes, or anywhere you listen to your podcast. As well as you guys can email me at nerdstuffwithian@gmail.com. And, yeah. You guys have a great day. Later.